you are listening to... No, that isn't me, and I'm sure it isn't you, and I'll be helping you to step into who you are. So let's start that again. Welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly. Now, this podcast is all about inspiring you to align with your brand and your business to attract who you want to. We'll also be delving deeper into how you show up, especially if, like me, you're a little bit neuro-spicy, or as I call it, neuro-amazing, because that is what we are. We'll be looking at what can stop you from showing up as you, with brilliant guests every 2 weeks who will be helping me talk all of this through too. You might want to grab a journal or a notebook for all the inspiration, top tips, and just chances to reflect that you're about to hear. So let's get on with this week's episode and help take you beyond the brand. Enjoy. Happy almost spring, everybody! Far too excited. My favourite season is pretty much upon us. One more day, in fact, less than one day until spring begins. You might be listening in the future, it might be back in the depths of winter. But if that's the case, it's almost spring again. Spring to me is just, it's the return of light for one. It is the only season in which the days get longer, because then we hit summer and it's easy to think that that is the lighter, brighter months. But as we get to the summer solstice, that's when the nights start to draw in again. It's easy to forget this. So spring, yeah, longer nights, drier weather, I hope. In the UK, we're just never so sure. April showers and all that. But often it is really beautiful weather and you've got the lambs in the fields, the blossoms on the trees, the daffodils, just everything coming back to life. It is quite literally a stop and refresh. That's why I always think in my life, you know, you have the spring cleaning in your house. And that's why I wanted to bring it into your business. So it's 10 ways to spring clean your business, mindset, brand and life. Yeah, we might as well tackle everything. Saying that, I'm no lifestyle guru. So we will just mainly tackle on the business, the branding, but it is your mindset and it knock-on effect is your life as well. This is actually an episode that I recorded, I think it's 3 years ago, and it was just called 10 Ways to Spring Clean Your Brand. Now that I've gone more into business mentorship and the mindset, if I can say the word, naturally comes in, and so the knock-on effect is your life as well. So I listened back to that episode. Recently in my interviews, I have been repurposing like crazy. No more. I'm done with the repurposing, I think, unless there's any more really good interviews I want to bring back. But when it comes to solos, I definitely won't be re-releasing the ones I've recorded years ago. When I listened back, and this kind of fits because I'm going to talk a lot about evolving today in your business, your brand, your mindset, and your life. Took it all in. Yeah, we evolve. And when I listened back to episodes from 3 years ago, they just sound not unclear, but not quite as confident. I've really got into my podcasting stride. They don't sound as assertive. Don't think I'm very assertive. But they just don't sound as crisp, as clear. And I use words that I tell people not to use now. So I say about words like. So words that make you sound a bit uncertain. I've said this before and I will keep covering this. Words like kinda and I guess and maybe, perhaps. Things that make us sound not so clear, not so sure, I should say. Yeah, I had some of those going on in this episode, so I scrapped it. I wasn't bringing it back, and there's talks of lockdown and all sorts. But I thought, do you know what? I really liked this episode. I liked the vibe. I'm going to bring it back, but with that new confidence to it and with more layers as well. So I've definitely evolved. And this is what this is all about. Stopping, resetting, or just reflecting. It's all the re's. Reflecting about where you're up to. You'll be listening to this in spring. We've literally got one day, less than one day. So yeah, tomorrow, springtime. I'm hoping you are feeling the spring vibes and you are ready to renew. So that's what I'm going to talk about. It's just new vibes, new, almost like new hope. I think, especially in Britain, we do have a bit of a rocky time in winter. I know there are countries around the world that have actually far more extreme climates than ours, but it can be very up and down. It's very wet, it's windy, it's cold, and we are just ready for this lift. That's exactly what I'm feeling. So why not refresh? Check in with where we're up to and spring clean everything going forward into summer. I'm going to go straight into the tips. So grab a piece of paper or a journal, notebook, whatever you use, and a pen, of course. Or you're just driving along, listening, and hopefully you'll take something from this and implement it afterwards. But let's begin. We are checking in with just how you're feeling about your business, your messaging, your strategy, your offers, content prices, everything. I've just rhymed everything off there. We're going to have a look at it. So grab that pen and paper if you've got it, or just listen along, nod along, and see how you feel. Case number one. I've kind of said this already. We are checking in with how you feel. I always talk about this being you. Then the strategy follows. So you with a bit of strategy too, or a lot of strategy. I don't want to scare you off though with the word strategy. But it is. It's all about you. Then we build around it. If you're not in alignment, the rest isn't going to feel aligned or in flow. It's just not going to feel good. Your energy is going to be off. And there's a solo episode coming up very soon. In fact, that is the next solo episode. It's about when your energy is off and it shows. So do come back to that solo as well. But this is about checking in with how you're feeling. And this could be in life. Again, winter can be quite a tricky time. There can be a lot of illness. For myself personally, it was my car breaking down. Lots of different things can come up in winter that don't really tend to in spring, summer with this cold, unpredictable weather. So it could just be checking in with you. Do you feel okay? Checking for things like burnout, exhaustion, just not quite feeling it. So maybe the things that you're putting out there, maybe you've just had a few weeks or a few months where you've just been getting through. And is it time just to stop? I keep saying the word reset. Really, and I put this in my content all the time, it could be just to have a little rest. Just have that bit of time out. Can you take that? I know it's really difficult in your business. You want to keep going. If you do feel like you've been on a bit of a lower energy dip, I don't know, it's like highs and lows. If you've been at low for a little bit and you want to pick back up, you're going to feel that it's not that easy just to take that bit of time out. But it could be exactly what you need. I always say it, even if it's just another couple of days, you know, what is a couple of days to take for yourself? This could be the perfect episode to do it to, and then come back, hopefully recharge and ready to absolutely go for it. So it could be time to rest. And I know that feels counterintuitive if you haven't been on full steam, full speed. If you've not felt that full energy, you're going to want to pick it back up, but you might need that bit of a rest first. So check in with how you're feeling in yourself. So check in for things like burnout. Then check your mission and your message on the back of that. So number one is almost split into two. Check with yourself first. Then it's how connected do you feel to what you're doing? What is that why? Is it still relevant? Do you still feel this? Do you still feel connected? And that can be a bit of a loaded question, because if I'm saying, well, you know, are you feeling burnt out? The answer to that is probably going to be, actually, I don't really feel connected to what I'm doing. But that could be with anything. Even if you are feeling the most aligned ever, if we are not feeling ourselves and we are feeling a little bit, not down necessarily, but a bit burnt out, a little bit like we just need to reset, then the answer to that is going to always be that you're not feeling very connected. I felt that these last few months with things going on, so with my health, with my car, just this miserable weather in the UK. And I've had to really take stock and think, well, where am I up to in my business? I have to come to a couple of decisions, things that I'm going to change in the things that I offer, really tuning into me, how I like to work. This is what I'm asking you to do. Check in, just see how you feel. Okay, the second one, these all link, these first three, I would say, definitely link to each other. So number two is to look at your goals. Did you set any at the beginning of the year? You might not have done. If you were just getting through, you may have continued with goals from last year. You might not have set any, or you may have done, because the other thing that can happen, we start the year off, we think we should be. So we set big goals for 2024. Then as we get into the year, they might not feel that realistic or aligned. We might have set goals that just felt like we should do. Never a good place from those shoulds. So check in now. Why not? We're only into trying to work it out. Yeah, we'll be going into quarter two. I can't get my quarters right. We're going into quarter two very, very soon. Always a good time just to stop and check that everything is feeling as you want it to. My premium, or my plus, I never know what to call it, but Beyond the Brand Premium is the premium subscription where you can upgrade listening to this podcast and you get audio workshops as well. And there is a goal setting workshop in that that you can revisit at any time. So it was for the beginning of the year in January, but throughout that, I say this can be for any time in the year. So if you do feel like you just want to reset, check in with those goals, that could be perfect. Okay, number three. So we've checked in with how you're feeling, your mission, your message. I'll keep looking back at these. Your goals, obviously changing those if they're not feeling quite right. And then we check your offers and your prices based on those goals. It might not even be the goals. It might just be how you're feeling in general. Is there an offer that you're thinking, I'm not sure about that. It sounded good. It could even be that you worked with a mentor and you were number crunching, which I'm going to come to. And it sounded good, but you never felt quite in alignment. So it might be time just to change things up a little bit. I'm doing that myself at the moment. I did my shiny new website and I was offering 3, 6, and 12 month journeys working with me one-to-one. Initially, it was going to be just 6 to 12 month journeys. And I started to tap into, well, it's my ADHD for one. So I like things quite quick, or it's like dopamine hits, hyper-focus, whatever you want to call it. I've noticed that I'm really good working with people and helping them now. So things like VIP days, and we still do prep. It's not like it's just a one-off day and that's it. There is prep leading up to it. So my VIP days, my brand new content weekends, retreats, and things like power hours, which I haven't actually offered for probably a good couple of years. I might bring them back, I might not, I'm a bit undecided. So can you see, I'm just checking in with how I feel, and it's a knock-on effect to how it helps people. So it's not just about me. I make it sound like it's all about me, but it's getting the most out of how I work to help the people I want to help. So by me saying 12 months, I'm actually better offering 3 months to start with. 6 months is good as well. I'm going to get the freshest ideas going, really get in there with them. 12 months may start to fatigue it a little bit. With VIP day, it's going to be pretty much my hyper-focus, and especially the content weekends. Yeah, let your hyper-focus become mine, or especially if you don't really feel like you can focus on it and get that energy and motivation behind it, I can. I do. I go far too much into this, but it's what I love to do. So I am reevaluating a little bit of where I'm up to with my offers, and this is a perfect time for you to do the same. Also, like lead generation, I did say about looking at the numbers. I know it's not exactly sexy or fun. I don't like doing it, but I lean on support for that. So looking at your numbers, looking at your sales, saying the S word, looking at your lead generation, your analytics, the platforms you're using, email subscribers, unsubscribes, looking at all that as well, which you should be looking, I hate the word should, but ideally looking at that more often. You could do it where you're looking every week. It could be once a month. It could be once a quarter to start with. Just seeing where you're up to. Because even if you feel on number one and two that your goals are fine, you feel aligned, but number three, you're thinking, I'm not feeling aligned with the offers. My numbers aren't where I wanted them to be. I need more lead generation. Then it's just looking at that and it's going back to number one and two or asking for support. And again, we're looking at spring cleaning, sort of freshening things up. So it could be that things are working absolutely fine. It doesn't have to be that things aren't working, but you might just think, I want to freshen that up a little bit. I'm the same. I'm changing my offers around, and also I need a new lead magnet. That's something on my list to do. I still have my free brand values guide. I will always plug that one and I'll always have it available in the show notes because that is the starting point. That's a really valuable download for free that you can access. If you've never downloaded that, please do. It really helps you to get in alignment with you to put into your brand and your business. So looking at those core values. But I do want to freshen things up and get some more lead magnets out there as well. It's going to capture people from different places. It could be that people who don't see either the value in the brand values guide, or they definitely don't need it, but they want help with something else that I can offer. So if I have a few lead magnets on the go, I'm going to capture more people or be more likely to. So can you see, sometimes it's just freshening things up, not necessarily fixing what isn't working. Okay, number four, this is going a little bit away from what we're looking at already, because that is just to reflect, reset, almost checking in. I'm always talking about this, but it is just a brilliant time to do it is spring and before quarter two, nearly to three. A little bit different, but very much on the same path. It is to declutter digitally. I'm going to come to a different sort of declutter, which you would expect in a spring clean episode. But number four is declutter your digital space. And what do I mean by that? So it's looking at things like your, if you've got a group, if you've got an email list, those that are following you, maybe connections on LinkedIn, my nemesis, how aligned you feel with people that you are connecting with, even if it's a personal account and you've got a lot of business connections. Obviously, sales is one as well. But it's checking that you're speaking to the right people or hanging out with the right people or even following the right people, which I'm going to come to. Are you attracting the right people or connecting with them? Only you will know that. But it could, again, be good to get support with that, because if the conclusion is, well, I don't think I am or I'm not sure, always get that expert support and it might help you to re-evaluate and re-strategize if you're not doing. But it could be as well, I said the word evolving at the beginning, it could be that things just change over time. So it may even be that you've got a slightly different version of your group. Say it starts as something, I've done this before, I've then changed it into a different group. It might even have a different mission, different message, but you've got people in there from the beginning who weren't in the group for the new reason. So it's checking in with that and giving them an option to opt out. As I did in the last, the last solo episode, 2 weeks before this one, it was about repelling people to attract the right people. I've said that wrong completely, but it's something about that. But I talked about actively trying to encourage people to, yeah, not be on your list or not be in your group if they're not the right people for you. So if you haven't actioned that yet or haven't listened to it yet, maybe just backtrack and do, and that could be part of this declutter, this spring clean. If they're not the right people for you, how can you encourage them to leave your list, leave your group? And it could just be as simple as, you know, let's say email list. It's an easy one because you can just write quite conversationally. And it could be that you just chat about your values, your mission. If you've changed things up, it could be telling them about it or reminding them of the time when they were something a little bit different, how you've evolved. And it's just checking, are you still for them? Am I still for you? Am I the right, say, coach or therapist, trainer, whatever your role is, if it's changed a little bit. It could be something like people could be in photography, or photographers, I should say. I've had this before with clients, actually, that were wedding photographers who have then become a brand photographer. Completely different. So same field of photography, but the wedding clients in the past, they're not going to want to know about brand shoots unless they've got their own business. It's a slim chance and you never know. But by giving them that chance to unsubscribe, it's going to do you both the world of good. You don't want people looking at your emails and thinking, oh, I don't want to know about that. And then they just haven't unsubscribed. But also for you, I say this on repeat, I think I said it last time, about your open rate, your click-through rate, it's all going to be affected. So yeah, get rid. Or not really you get rid, although I'm coming to that, but asking them to if you're not right for them anymore. Also, on the flip side, it's for you to check who you're following. Do you still feel aligned with them? Do you receive emails that you completely ignore, that you've never engaged with, you've no intention of? Even worse, are there some emails or posts on Instagram or wherever it is, a group that you're in, are the posts or people, I should say, that trigger you? And sometimes we just don't know that because we once upon a time, we decided to follow them or sign up to their email list. There was something about them we were really quite invested in from a time, energy, or even monetary point of view, but they're not for us anymore. We just haven't twigged yet. So it could be that we receive that email and something about it on a really subconscious level just doesn't feel right energetically. So it's a good time to actually go through it. Be conscious. Get rid of any emails or unsubscribe from any lists that don't inspire you. Same thing with who you're following. And check with who's following you in that sense as well. So if people have followed you and they're not engaging or you just don't feel aligned with them, maybe you followed them once, then they followed you in return. And again, you're not feeling it. Again, take them off. You can do. Okay, number five, that is the spring clean element gone to a certain degree. I'm going to bring it back in a moment. But from business and brand point of view, it's now stripping things back and doing a new content strategy. If you did one at the beginning of the year, again, it's back to checking in. Does it still work? Does it feel aligned? Is it effective? Does it feel like you're getting something from it? If not, re-strategize. or come up with a new content strategy altogether, new content plan, new piece of content. I'm going to plug it again. The premium version of this podcast, which is so minimal per month compared to what they are worth. But that has got a content planning workshop. And very soon there's going to be a content ideas workshop coming up. Very different, but they work hand in hand. Helps you just freshen things up. Yeah, have a look at that. Is there something you know you're not doing? You know, a lot of people don't share enough testimonials and they know it. And I'll say it on repeat, you need that social proof. You've heard of all this, but you're not doing it because it feels vulnerable or it's asking people for 4 testimonials and they're not giving it. Very tricky. And that can sometimes help with the offers. You might think, I've not had new testimonials for a while. I'm thinking this myself at the moment. I've had some long-term clients and I really want to bring some new testimonials in. So I'm bringing out some beta offers, some brand new, the content weekends. I'm offering it at half price, 50% off for just 3 people. There's still a couple of spaces left. If you hear this week and think, oh, yeah, I'll chat to Carly about that, then please do. So that's with it being something new, wanting that feedback and wanting new testimonials. So have a look at that as well. Is there a really low price offer you can put out there or a new freebie, whichever way you want to do it, free masterclass. What can you put out to get some more testimonials if you just need to freshen that up as well? That helps that content strategy. It might even lead to other ideas. Are you asking enough questions? And if I say questions, but like engaging posts. So things, really simple things, especially in a group, are things like on a scale of 1 to 10, and there's something relevant to what you do as a question. Or it could be a poll. Or pick A, B, C, D, E, whatever. Well, I say whichever, but you could do all of them. But just ask different questions. Okay, number 6. This might be a little bit longer than I thought it would be, but I would rather talk this through in depth if it just helps you to reset and spring clean a little bit more. So number 6 is something I don't do per se, although I do have experience in it. I did do graphic design in A-levels, but it's not me. I'm not a brand designer. I can design, I can use Canva, and sometimes you can do that yourself. So this is either for a designer or for yourself, but it is about brand design, about how it looks. So I know all that strategy, that deeper side of things, but you have to have that outer layer to it as well. So looking at your colours, could you refresh them a little bit? If you're a bit bored of them, perhaps it's not a full rebrand or makeover you need, it could just be a tweak. It could be adding 1 contrast colour in. There are apps as well, I can't think any off the top of my head, I used to know this, there are apps you can get where you put your brand colours in and it suggests something new. It might just mix things up. It might bring a new colour in. Just gives it a little boost. And it could be temporary. It could be seasonal. So perhaps for spring or summer, you bring in a new colour or a new element just for that season. And then you can switch up again. And that's a top tip. If you get a bit bored of your branding, and not just you, your dream clients, your audience as well, not that they might necessarily get bored because you want them to recognise your brand, but sometimes putting something new in freshens it up and disrupts it as well. So if they're used to seeing a certain type of post, you put a new element in, new design, new colour, new font. If you've only got, say, 1 or 2 fonts, you want to add 1 in, a special logo or not logo, but a special element for that season. Visually, that's just going to disrupt it and they might sit up and take a little bit more notice and think, oh, that's new, let's have a look. So you see, just by freshening things up, it might help you as well just to pick up that engagement. A side note on that one as well, and it links to the next one, number 7, is with the visuals, just to make sure it all feels aligned with where you are. Yes, again, look back at the first steps. Does it feel like your next level if you're trying to get to your next level? Does it feel aligned with where you want to be? Does it look high-end if that's something you're going for? If you're looking for higher ticket offers, is your branding representative of that? So just little side questions you can ask yourself. And that might lead to a full rebrand. It might even be the brand strategy coming to somebody like myself who will then strip it right back to the core values, to your mission, build it back up. And sometimes it is then that you do your own design or we work on it together from a more aligned place initially from the strategy. Okay, number 7, very, very linked, is brand photos. Same thing. Do they feel aligned? Does it feel like you? Does it look like you? If you've got pictures from years ago and you're looking at those pictures and thinking, it doesn't really look like me, is it time to book a new one in? Or grab a tripod or a friend or family member and do your own mini shoot. It's amazing what you can drop into Canva. I mean, other apps are available, but I love Canva. It's amazing what you can do. And actually with all the AI apps as well that make people look amazing. It's amazing what you can do with them. Take some new photos or hand it to a professional. Book a shooting. Maybe it's like a spring mini shoot. I know some photographers do that. And it could just be something to bring, again, that sense of newness in. If you've changed your hair a little bit or you've bought some new clothes that you would wear. Another thing to look out for, you know, when did you have your last brand shoot? Because I've done this. I tend to have a lot of them in winter for some reason. I don't know why. I've never had a summer brand shoot. So I'm always in quite wintry clothes. Last time wasn't so much like that because I had it in my house. So I could wear a dress and I did change to a suit and mixed and matched. But before that, it was in January. It was freezing. It was in the streets of Manchester and I had to dress quite warm. So it could be that you look at your pictures and do they look seasonal? If we're going, well, we are going spring, summer, depending on when you're listening in the future, do you need some different photos as well to mix things up a little bit? You could even mix and match on the day. So if you do have a spring, summer shoot, you could dress quite spring, summer, then can you add something to make it look a bit autumnal? Can you then add something else to look, make it look wintry? And then when you get to those seasons, you've got some photos. So there are some tricks, tips and tricks you can take forward as well. At the minute, things like Easter coming up, can you have a bit of fun with it? Things like Christmas, you could do a few pictures with a Christmas hat on, or you could drop it into Canva and add some bunny ears as an element. So have a bit of fun with it. If fun is part of you, if fun is in your brand, it's one of your values, then do add that in. My content weekends, I'm going to bring that in again. We look at all this. We can look at the seasons. We can look at things like your backdrop. That should always be something to think about as well. Does the backdrop you use match your brand, your design, or just your vibe? And that's all included. I include at least one backdrop, could be two, that we look at together. I order it, it's part of the cost. And then you've got some really nice, lovely, different looks to your shoot with different elements and seasons as well. So number 8 is to spring clean or declutter, whatever you call it, your environment, your workspace, your office, wherever you are based. Does it feel clear and clean, but mainly clutter-free? Does it feel like somewhere you can feel quite motivated and inspired to work in? There's all feng shui. I'm never so sure about that. A certain position of things to make you feel more at ease, more at one. Have a look at it. Have a look at where you are, especially if you are recording, like myself, and you want a background for your lives, your videos. Yeah, have a look at that as well. So what I said in number seven, it was for the brand photos, looking at the backdrop, it could be something like that again, where you put that into that space as well, if you're recording. Freshen things up, add some more colour, add something new. It could be perfectly in line with how things look and feel already in your brand and your business, but just bring something new that again will disrupt the scroll a little bit. People will look and think, oh, something new, I'll watch. It could be something as simple as a new prop, a new plant, that new colour if you brought one in. But this is for you as much as, you know, I'm saying it's for your backdrop and recording. It's as much for you as well to embody your brand, also freshen that space up. Plants are amazing. They give such positive energy. Put some plants in there. Have a look. Does the lighting work for you? Could it be, so decluttered just generally, if it's feeling a little bit messy and you think things could be moved around, give it a go. You feel so much better and so much energised in that space, which can affect how you show up. Definitely, if you don't go live, you might constantly be looking at that workspace. A bit like me with this podcast and only just doing my podcast pod. I've not interviewed anybody or gone live or done anything visual really, apart from my stories, for, well, months and months, years and years probably, because I've not had the backdrop since I've moved house. I'd never really made that space, especially for podcasting, where I felt like sharing it. So it did knock my visibility or my energy to show up. So have a look at that. Okay, number 9. We're so close now. It's definitely a longer episode than I thought. So to spring clean, you. Yeah, can you make more time for you? Do you need to make more time for you? So things like, I always get to this point and I think, I need to move more. I don't move that much in winter. I've got to admit, I am really not into this cold weather. And even energy to go to the gym, you're still going out in the cold. You're still driving in the rain, the dark. I'm just not as active as I'd like to be. So spring, I always feel I just want to pick things up a little bit. Go swimming, probably eat a little bit. I hate the word clean. What can you do to feel better in yourself, to spring clean yourself, your mind, your body, anything else? Is there a hobby you can bring in? Is it reading? Is it reading a book? That I always say it, but I am the worst for buying lots of books. In fact, I've not bought any for ages for this reason, and they just sit there on the shelf and I don't read them. I love the feeling of receiving it and think, yeah, I will read that, and then I don't. So spring cleaning that sense of, you know, something you want to complete, whether it's in your business, in your personal life. It could be as simple as reading that book, whichever book you've left half finished. You might be feeling called out right now. I'm calling myself out here. So I need to get back into books, especially for my book club, which has been non-existent because I'm not reading the books. So that is my accountability. I will get back to this. Give it a go as well, if that's something you want to do. Could it be spring cleaning your mindset? Things like, I love things like gratitude and the moon. You know, I like to do a full moon, not really ritual. I just hang out the window and look at the moon and say a few intentions. Or new moon. Last week, it was a new moon, and I used to do a mini ritual for that, where I would write on a piece of paper things I wanted to release, and maybe even sometimes burn it in a candle. I've let that go over winter. I just feel sometimes like I'm just getting through those darker months. I don't focus on myself as much. So what can you do to bring it back to you? It's always about you. I say this all the time. The better you feel in yourself, the more energy and motivation and inspiration you're going to put into your business and your brand. Could even be a personal project. I am loving decorating my house, so I've not been as active, but I've been very creative, and that's kept me going. Have a look at that. Whatever feels needed for you at this moment in time. Okay, number 10, last one. This is something a little bit different. Again, it links to the last one about you and how you're feeling, your mindset. It's having something to look forward to. You may have reset those goals and you feel motivated again. You feel inspired. You're really working towards something. You might have a business event coming up. I've got Atomicon in June. Can't wait for that. I've got some other things coming up. I'm seeing Take That in. When was it? In May, I've got to take that tickets, and I'm looking at going away to Ibiza as well. So it's looking at, can I book on something if it is a business event? Is it something just for you? Is it a short break away? Is it just booking a few days and just spending that time to yourself? Something that feels good, that you're looking forward to, that can just give you that boost. Now it's spring, especially if it's something around the weather and you can feel it getting lighter, warmer, the weather's getting better. This could be the perfect time to do it. I know a lot of people do it in winter, but sometimes you look at it and it's still dark, it's still drizzly, it's still not very inspiring. So this could be the perfect time. And that is it. We got there. Much longer than I thought. When I look at this, I'm thinking of the episode from 3 years ago. That was probably about 15, 20 minutes long. I've just doubled it. And that's what I mean about evolving, checking in with everything you're about. That's a perfect example. You've evolved in your business, in your brand, in your messaging, things that you could talk about more comfortably or, yeah, more confident sometimes that you might not have spoken about previously, but you feel more aligned with it. Can you see, looking at all those steps in your business, whether it's your goals, your content, in your brand photos, if you've evolved your confidence, your mindset, your offers, or you're ready for that next level, this is a perfect chance. Spring clean everything you can, and you will feel that lift in your business. What did I say? I can't remember what I said at the beginning. In your business, your mindset, your brand, and your life. All four. But you'll know which ones you want to really focus on. Okay, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Got another amazing interview coming up next week. So if you're listening in the future, it'll just go straight into the next episode. If you are in real time, then do tune in next week for a corker. I keep saying that word, corker, all about strategy. I mean, I love talking about strategy, but it's chatting to a business strategist and we are going to break it down and look at it from a different perspective. Thank you so much. Chat to you soon. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed that episode and got everything that you need from it. Don't forget to check out all of the other episodes, depending on what it is that you need in your business and life at this moment in time. Don't forget to leave a glowing review and do check out the show notes for any free resources mentioned today. Plus, do come and connect with me on social media as well as my brilliant guests. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you next time.